Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa. When I throw pesos their way, adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Drive up by the lake and put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in a world of PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police continue looking into clues linking 22-year-old Tyler Robinson to Charlie Kirk. Robinson turning himself in the evening after Kirk's murder. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Authorities in Utah are poring over what they call a mountain of evidence against 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, the man authorities say fired that single fatal shot, killing Charlie Kirk. District attorney saying they hope to file charges by tomorrow, but authorities say they're receiving little help from the suspect who turned himself in Thursday.
There was a memorial service for Charlie Kirk last night at the Kennedy Center. Vice President J.D. Vance substituting for Charlie Kirk today on Kirk's talk show, expected to start at noon on the streaming platform Rumble. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on a two-day trip to Israel as the IDF intensifies its attacks on northern Gaza, flattening high-rise buildings, killing at least 13. Venezuela accusing the U.S. of illegally boarding one of its fishing boats in search of drugs, which were not found. This is ABC News. If you get your insurance, health insurance through the marketplace, you could be seeing a big spike in premiums next year.
Millions will be facing skyrocketing health insurance costs unless Congress votes to extend subsidies. Some people have already gotten letters. Insurers mailing out notices in nearly every state, with some proposing premium hikes as high as 50%. Democrats are threatening to vote to shut down the government at the end of this month if Republicans don't extend the subsidies. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
China is accusing chipmaker NVIDIA of violating the country's anti-monopoly laws and says it will step up scrutiny of the company. President Trump saying he might let the TikTok ban go into effect on Wednesday as scheduled if a deal can't be reached. He says he hopes it works out.
I'd like to do it for the kids that like it. I mean, selfishly speaking, I did very well on TikTok, and I got the youth vote.
On Wednesday, it's the latest deadline to reach a deal on new ownership. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
The post-career day press conference brought to you by Progressive.
Anthony, can you tell us what happened during career day?
I'm a biomedical researcher. The kids just weren't impressed.
How did you feel when your son called in the backup?
Embarrassed. And I knew it would be a fireman. It's always a fireman. It's cliche, but a crowd favorite. He had an axe and everything. I can't compete with that.
And will the fireman be helping your son with his science fair project?
Hope not. I'm literally a scientist.
Like it or not, sometimes you need a backup. That's why there's Progressive, to protect your home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We may catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm later this morning or early this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-80s. The wind out of the southeast gusting to around 15 to 20. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, then mostly cloudy. Mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Mostly sunny in the mid-80s. Get the bathroom remodel you've always wanted, interest-free with no payments for 18 months. Bath Planet. Call them today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Central Wisconsin man accused of abducting his six-year-old niece is in custody. An Amber Alert was issued Thursday for Ruby Lehman after she went missing from her grandmother's home in the village of Almond. Ruby was found safe late Saturday afternoon when the pickup of 34-year-old Jordan Coyle was located. A Central Wisconsin woman will serve prison time for child enticement and misdemeanor sexual assault. Sally Yonke was sentenced to 5 years in lockup and another five on extended supervision after investigators say she made inappropriate sexual contact with the boy both physically and through social media. And voters in DeForest will decide Tuesday whether trustee Andrew Landgraf will remain in office. Organizers of a recall election against Landgraf says he has a pattern of waging personal attacks against residents who criticize him, while Landgraf says he's being targeted because of his blunt approach. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Farming is more than a job. It's a way of life that comes with tough challenges. That's why I am proud to be a member of Wisconsin Farm Bureau. They've helped me grow as a leader and prepare me to face whatever comes next. And now I'm part of shaping a better future for Wisconsin agriculture by making my voice heard. Let's grow together. Become a member today.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Assurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital. Charles LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. And Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. City of Durand residents are reminded that the new water rates will be added for the October water bill. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says two parts of the bill will be increasing.
Starting with their one in October, they will see the increases. And of course, the two things is it's not the whole bill, but the water part is the big thing. And of course, that's covering all the project we need to do at our up at our facility. We know we have a $1 million project we have to do there, and then covering the cost. And then the other part of it, of course, is the $10 fee for what they call the fire protection fee has been moved off of the tax rolls onto that monthly bill. So those two things will be added, started in the month of October.
The water rate increase was approved by the Public Service Commission earlier this year. One person is in custody after authorities responded to a burglary at Safe and Secure Firearms in the city of Blair on Friday morning. An employee reported hearing glass breaking in a back hall and saw suspect 20-year-old Christian Dahl exiting a window and fleeing. It's believed Dahl stole three handguns, some ammunition, two knives, a dummy grenade, and other items. All the items have been recovered. Dahl was taken into custody and transported to the Trempealeau County Jail. A new Wisconsin Department of Health Services grant program is rewarding the work done by local organizations. Four organizations are each receiving a one-time grant of $250,000 to provide services in their community that prevent non-medical use of opioids. Substance abuse prevention organizations in Dunn and Pierce counties were among the four groups to receive the funding. The DHS grants are funded by the Wisconsin's share of an opioid settlement. Wisconsin State Patrol is encouraging folks to make safe choices near train tracks. The department says that the Badger State is home to 3,300 miles of active rail tracks, and then it's because trains cannot make sudden stops that drivers and pedestrians should be extra vigilant when approaching to prevent serious crashes. About a dozen people on average are hurt in train-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built. Built on service.
An official with the Evers administration is leaving. The Democratic governor announced that Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and CEO Missy Hughes will resign the position effective September 19th. Hughes joined the administration in 2019 following the confirmation by the state Senate. Prior to that, she served as general counsel and chief mission officer at Wisconsin-based dairy cooperative Organic Valley. A search for a successor is underway, and Evers expects to announce that person in the coming weeks. WEDC is a public-private agency designed to assist business development and innovation through loans, grants, tax credits, and technical assistance programs. Legislation that would require state employees to return to in-office work passed the state assembly. Democrat Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie represents a district with many state employees. He says remote work, which began during the pandemic, has been good for state workers and taxpayers. The bill's author, Pleasant Prairie Republican Amanda Nowiski, says it simply does what Governor Evers should have required, and that the administration's failed to provide sufficient oversight of state employees who began to work remotely during the pandemic. The measure will need to pass the state Senate before going to Evers, who will most likely veto it. The chamber also passed legislation aimed at combating sextortion by providing a penalty for sharing representations depicting nudity, restricting the sorts of flags that would be allowed to be displayed at government buildings in Wisconsin, and exempting tobacco bars from the public smoking ban. A strike at the University of Minnesota is putting the Farm Aid Concert Festival in jeopardy. Farm Aid organizers say their artists, production teams, and partners won't cross the picket line. While they are looking at possibly moving locations, they could cancel the festival entirely. Farm Aid said in a statement, the farm and labor movements are inseparable and that the university must return to the bargaining table in good faith. The annual festival, founded by Willie Nelson, Neil Young, and John Mellencamp, is under a week away. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
The Brewers are the first team in the majors to clinch a playoff spot. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They're in the postseason for the seventh time in the last 8 years. They then went out trailing the Cardinals 6-1 before coming back to beat St. Louis 9-8 on Saturday night.
Who believed before the season that we're going to be over 500? You can't find a prognosticator that said we were going to be over 500 before the season. Not one. Pocota had us at 80.2. Everybody else had us at 80, 79, 81. Nobody over 500. And for these guys to pull it together and compete like that, that's just who they are. They want to compete.
Pat Murphy's Brewers won the series but lost the finale 3-2 yesterday. The Cardinals scoring all three of their runs in the second off of losing pitcher Jose Quintana. To add insult to injury, Quintana suffered a calf injury. He had to leave the game. Severity is unknown. Football Badgers fell flat on their face Saturday, falling to Alabama 38-14. Wisconsin now 2-1 will open Big Ten play at home this week against Maryland.
More than anything, we know that this was a measuring stick. We're not measuring up to where we want to be or expect to be, but there's a long way to go. And the key is, where do we go moving forward and continuing to find ways to get better and keep pushing, because the season starts now.
Badger coach Luke Fickell, Big Ten foe UCLA, parting ways with their head football coach, firing Deshaun Foster at UCLA after an 0-3 start. The Packers get back to work today after getting the last 3 days off. They're 2-0 and will travel to Cleveland to take on the winless Browns this Sunday. In the NFC North yesterday, Lions rout the Bears 52-21. Jared Goff throwing for 334 yards and 5 touchdowns in the rout. There's 2 games left tonight as Week 2 comes to a close in the NFL. The Buccaneers and the Texans square off in Houston, while the Chargers and the Raiders hook up in Las Vegas. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 30 points and 17 rebounds, lead Greece to a 92-89 win over Finland for third place in the Euro Basket Championships. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
When I asked Scott Lucky if his last name had anything to do with his success in the trucking industry, he laughed and said, "Well, Mike, I guess you could say I've always been lucky." But when I ask him how he and his family grew Lucky Distribution Services into the company it is today, he didn't talk about luck at all. "We work hard," he said. "We keep a close eye on the bottom line, and we treat our people the right way." In other words, Scott Lucky makes his own luck, which is precisely why he switched to Pure Talk Business. "Last month, I paid the big guys $740 for 12 lines," he told me. "This month, I paid Pure Talk $420 for the exact same service." Thousands of businesses all over the country are saving real money by switching to America's most dependable 5G network, and luck has nothing to do with it. Just dial #250 and say micro. That's #250 micro to switch to a wireless company that works as hard as you do. Pure Talk.
J.J. McCarthy lost his mojo as the Vikings lost to the Atlanta Falcons 22-6 on Sunday Night Football at U.S. Bank Stadium. McCarthy committed 3 turnovers and was sacked 6 times as the offense failed to gain over 200 yards. Justin Jefferson caught 3 passes for 81 yards in the losing effort. Minnesota's now 1-1. They host Cincinnati on Sunday. The Twins have lost 4 of their last 5 following a 6-4 loss to the Arizona Diamondbacks at Target Field. Matt Wallner and Mickey Gasper both homered in the losing effort, while Bailey Ober was charged with his 8th loss after surrendering 4 runs on 4 hits in 6 innings. Now the Twins will send Simeon Woods Richardson to the mound against the Yankees tonight. The Minnesota Golden Gophers picked up their 1st loss of the season with a 27-14 defeat against Cal at Memorial Stadium Saturday. The Gophers led 14-10 in the 3rd quarter before allowing 17 straight points to end the game. Drake Lindsey passed for 205 yards, a touchdown, and an interception in the losing effort. The 2-1 Gophers will host Rutgers on September 22nd. The Minnesota Lynx opened up postseason play with a 101-72 rout of Golden State in game 1 of the 1st round of the playoffs from the Target Center. The Lynx led by as many as 36 in the victory. Nafcia Kolir poured in 20. Minnesota has a 1-0 lead in the best of three series. Game two is at Golden State on Wednesday.
Bell wins in Thunder Valley. This is the Monday morning race recap presented by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Christopher Bell survived a wild night at the Bristol Motor Speedway, including 14 caution flags and excessive tire wear, to win Saturday night's Bass Pro Shops night race at the Bristol Motor Speedway. His first win on the high-banked half-mile oval and his first victory in this year's playoffs.
A lot of fortune went into winning this race, you know, making the right pitch strategies, putting tires on at the right time, and you know, making sure that you had a set of tires laying. And Adam and the engineers did an amazing job of calling the right calls at the right time.
Behind Bell at the finish was Brad Keselowski in second, Zane Smith third, Ryan Blaney fourth, and Joey Logano completed the top five. Six through 10 went to Corey Heim, Carson Hocevar, Alex Bowman, Chase Briscoe, and Ty Gibbs. The race was the first elimination event in the playoffs, with four drivers failing to make it to the round of 12. They were Josh Berry, Shane Van Gisbergen, Austin Dillon, and Bowman. Denny Hamlin will be the top seed when the round of 12 begins this Sunday at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun, New Hampshire. That's the Monday morning race recap presented by Sunoco. I'm Kyle Rickey on the Motor Racing Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Trump administration recently announced its intention to rescind the nation's longstanding roadless rule in the nation's national forests. There's a public comment period underway, and I'll tell you how you can chime in when we return. But first,
whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. In late August, the Trump administration filed notice to rescind the 24-year-old roadless rule. The Clinton administration-era rule, which followed an 18-month public review process that accepted 1.8 million comments, prevents new road building within the 58 million acres of the country's national forest system. Opponents of rescinding the rule, like the folks at Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, note that the national forest system already contains 370,000 miles of roads. There's a public comment period on the notice to rescind the roadless rule that runs through this Friday, September 19th. To read the complete notice, go to federalregister.gov and simply search roadless. Then to offer your comment on the proposal, yay or nay, go to regulations.gov. Again, simply search roadless. Just make sure you file any comments by this Friday, September 19th. For more details, go to BHA's website, backcountryhunters.org, and check out their August 27th post on the roadless rule under The Campfire. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MAP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Forecast for today, partly sunny, a slight chance of an afternoon storm, highs mid-80s, southeast winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, slight chance of an evening storm, partly cloudy, light lows mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 80s. For Wednesday, sunshine, 40% chance of a storm in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. Currently across the region, mix of clouds and sun. Pepin 72, Lake City 71, Mondovi at 70. Plum City, Wabasha, Nelson 69, O'Galley 67. 71 at WRDN.
On top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it felt so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone. Other fool sit down. Top again. I think I'll have another round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Pop a top again.
Let's go, girls. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. I feel like a woman. Like a woman. Like a woman.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Nate Smith and Fix What You Didn't Break. Good morning, 8:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, there will be an open-air train rides of the Tiffany Bottoms with the Chippewa Valley Motor Car Club on Saturday. There'll be a morning ride from 8:30 to noon and an afternoon ride from 1 to 5. Reservations are required. Space is limited. $20 a person. Children 5 and under are free. Now, to reserve a spot or for more information, call 715-672-7242 extension 146. That's 672-7242 extension 146. Well, let's run down birthdays for today. And celebrating birthday today, this Academy Award winning actor has received 4 Academy Award winning nominations, winning Best Supporting Actors for his performance in the film The Fugitive. He's also been in No Country for Old Men, Men in Black, A Prairie Home Companion, The Missing, also U.S. Marshals as well. Yep, Tommy Lee Jones, 79 today. He was also in Space Cowboys. That was a good one. I like that. This Academy Award-winning director achieved prominence as a writer and director of the war drama Platoon, which won an Academy Award for Best Director and Picture. Again, Oliver Stone, 79 today. This NFL coach is the third coach in football history to win both a collegiate football national championship and a Super Bowl. Pete Carroll, 74 today with the Raiders. Football Hall of Famer Dan Marino, born in the state, or is celebrating birthday number 64. He was the quarterback for the Dolphins for 17 seasons. This actor rose to stardom in his film debut of Black Hawk Down. He's also been in Lawless, This Means War, and Warrior. Tom Hardy is 48 today. Prince Henry Charles Albert David Windsor is 41. He's best known as Prince Harry, the second son of Prince Charles and Lady Diana. Born on this date, former President of the United States, William Howard Taft, born in the state in 1857. Former newspaper publisher Frank Gannett, born in the state in 1876. Country Music Hall of Famer Roy Acuff, born in the state in 1903. Actress Faye Ray, born in the state in 1907. She, of course, starred in King Kong, the original. This former television game show host hosted several games, including Truth or Consequences, Jack Bailey, born in the state in 1907. A key figure in the Watergate scandal during the Nixon administration, former Attorney General John Mitchell, born in the state in 1903. And Emmy Award-winning director and actor Jackie Cooper, born in the state in 1922, he was a member of the R Gang series. He also directed some episodes of MASH, believe it or not. And Baseball Hall of Famer Gaylord Perry, born in the state in 1938. He was the first pitcher to win the Cy Young Award in both the American and National Leagues. And Pro Football Hall of Famer Merlin Olsen, born in the state in 1940. He was a member of the Rams' fearsome foursome. He also was on Little House in the Prairie. An anniversary from Sunday, Randy and Janet Prizel, happy anniversary. Remy Lapine celebrated a birthday yesterday. Linda and Dwayne Tollefson had an anniversary yesterday. Birthday today, Myra Johnson. Also, McKenna Brantner having a birthday today. Randy Johnson has a birthday today. Avery Kallstrom, happy birthday. Ben Myers has a birthday today. And Amy and Emmanuel Benali having an anniversary today. So all of their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a Birthday Anniversary Club winner. They win themselves a certificate for some Birthday Anniversary Club brats from Duran Smokehouse. Highway 85, Duran. Visit Duran Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs. Don't forget to ask about those beef and pork bundles, too, at Duran Smokehouse, Highway 85, Duran. Our winner will also receive a 6-pack of Diddly Bars from Dairy Queen of Duran. Visit Dairy Queen of Duran today for lunch. Use that Dairy Queen app. Earn rewards points. Then redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard or mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Calling all fall fanatics. Pumpkin, toffee, maple. The new DQ Fall Treat Menu has arrived for just a limited time. Get the ultimate spoonful with our fall favorite pumpkin pie blizzard treat made with real pumpkin pie pieces. Or try our new caramel toffee cookie blizzard treat, a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. So go fall in and savor the season with the irresistible Fall Treat Menu. Get it delivered in the app.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Partly sunny in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. We'll have highs mid-80s, southeast winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, slight chance of an evening storm. Partly cloudy, late lows mid-60s. For Tuesday, sunshine. Will have highs in the upper 80s. Mix of clouds and sun across the region this morning. Pepin 72, Lake City 71. Mondovi at 70. Plum City, Wabasha, Nelson 69, O'Galley 67. Here at WRDN, we do have some sunshine, 71 with Montgomery Gentry, and something to be proud of. It's 7:42.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high, a tear fall down. Guts up dead, chest stuck out like a small town flag a-flying. Or a newborn baby crying. In the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
Cause ungraduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours. Full minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, babies came, the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod. Sure save gas and foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down. If you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow.
said, let me tell you right now.
Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Even wearing sore tires, leaving me in the dust. If you weren't the kind that you only find once, then the burn of this bourbon wouldn't be hurting so bad. Yeah, you were for certain the best thing I ever had. Bar none. Now I'm getting goner than your long gone boots. Nothing I'm working on works on you.
something I'm working on, works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up a broke in a heart.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jordan Davis, bar none, 852. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, O'Galley Sportsman's Club holding their annual fundraiser this Sunday. This will be at St. Henry's Catholic Church in O'Galley. There'll be a John Harmon chicken dinner, raffles, and other events. O'Galley Sportsman's Club's annual fundraiser this Sunday at St. Henry's Catholic Church in O'Galley. Well, Fat Bear Week's competition gets underway this week. It's all part of the annual bracket-style competition to crown the chunkiest bear in Alaska's Katmai National Park and Preserve. The National Park Service says it's the fourth year that the competition has been part of the festivities. Now, voting will be Thursday and Friday. Let's see, the annual Fat Bear Week is relying on public votes. The bracket is being revealed here later on this week with votes beginning the following day. So be looking for that. It's getting ready for the Fat Bear Week competition. Pick the fattest bear at Katmai National Park and Preserve in Alaska.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansan Associates, downtown Durand.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement. A $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-458-3124. 800-458-3124. 800-458-3124.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I wonder if Jack and Diane ever made it after the drums and the guitars all faded. Was the best they could do good enough, or did the heartland just swallow them up? How did my mom and my dad ever do it if there were struggles and we never knew it? I guess they had each other and that was enough. You know you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. Like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart.
What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny, chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And no, we got each other, that's what's up. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. There's no such thing as a broken heart.